Let's review Brachas Daf Nun Hey. Nun Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara first tells us three items that are Ma'arich and Yama V'Shnos V'Shaladin that are Skula for a long life. Number one, someone who's Ma'arich B'Tfila, but not if he's Ma'ayin B'Tfila. Ma'ayin B'Tfila means he assumes that his Tfila is necessarily going to be listened to. That's only going to cause him to be brokenhearted in the end of the day. But someone who spends a long time davening, just being Mevakesh Rachamim, that's a Skula for Arichas Yamim. The second thing is someone who's Ma'arich HaShulchan spends a lot of time by his table, because the more time he spends by his table, the more opportunity there is for Aniyim to come to his table, and we know that Shulchan Shel Adam is mechaper for a person. Now that we don't have a Mizbeach, the Shulchan takes the place of the Mizbeach and is mechaper for a person. And the third thing that's marach a person's life is someone who's marach bebeis hakiseh. It's considered to be a very healthy thing to spend a good deal of time in the bathroom, provided that he doesn't squat, that he actually sits instead of squatting. Squatting is very unhealthy. That's mevi lidei tachtonios. That's on the list of the 10 things that can cause all sorts of intestinal problems. The Gemara then tells us that there are three things that cause the Beis Shalmaila to reevaluate a person's zuchuyos and whether he really deserves to continue living. Number one is iyun tefila, which we described already. Number two is someone who passes right underneath a wall that looks like it's about to fall or any other area of danger. And number three, someone who's moser din chavero l'shamayim, someone who assumes that his own zuchuyos will cause his friend to become punished. The Gemara tells us three items then that are mekatzrim chayiv shaladim, that cause a person's life to become shorter. And they are someone who's given a Sefer Torah to read from Betzibor and he chooses not to read from it because kihu chayecha varachimecha, he's passing up on arichus yamim. Number two, someone who's given a koshal bracha to be mevarich and he chooses not to be mevarich because one receives a bracha when they're mevarich the balabais, but if he doesn't take the koshal bracha, he's not going to be mevarich the balabais. Number three, someone who's manigatzma berabanus, we learn from Yosef Tzaddik, that someone who takes positions of rabbanus, of authority over other people who aren't interested in his authority, is going to die young, because Yosef died the youngest of all of the Shvatim. Then at the end of Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us a number of praises for Bezalel. Moshe said to Bezalel, make the Aron, the Kelim, and the Mishkan. Bezalel said, no, minhagu shel olam is to first build the bayis and then fill it with Kelim. So Moshe says, ah, Betzel Kela Yisa, you must have been in the shadow of God, that you knew God's intention. In fact, Betzalel knew how to be Mitzarif Osios, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemaim Va'aretz with, how to put together the letters of the Aleph Beis that were used for Sefer Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu if Betzalel is appropriate for the job. Moshe Rabbeinu said, are you kidding? You're the Ribbono Shalom. If you deem him appropriate, then he's appropriate. But he said, no, we need the Haskam of Klal Yisrael. In fact, Klal Yisrael had to be Maskim, which of course they readily did, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu are maskim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma only to someone who already has chachma, because kol chacham lev, the pasuk says, only to a chacham lev Hashem gives chachma. So that first bit of chachma is what a person needs in order to be granted chachma. On Nun Hey Amud Beis, Gemara tells us a number of issues pertaining to dreams, a variety of different issues. First of all, a person who dreams that during a shas tainis, it's not good because he's shari b'tzar. Someone who dreams that doesn't get a dream interpreted is like a letter that hasn't been opened up, that hasn't ever been read. A dream, whether good or bad, is not always going to be 100% mekuyam. Some of it is not going to be mekuyam. If someone sees a bad dream, so that the suffering and the worry that he has from the bad dream nullifies the effect of the bad dream. Someone who has a good dream, the simcha that he has from the dream and the confidence that he gets from the dream nullifies the effect of the good dream. Someone who has a bad dream and is worried about it, it's more impactful on him than even receiving malchus, because he's going to be so afraid. Sixth thing we said about dreams, there's no dream without Dvarim Batalim. Even Yosef HaTzadik's dream, which is the epitome of a dream that was fulfilled, had the sun and the moon bowing to him, and Rachel was already dead, so it was Dvarim Batalim. A good dream, person should wait up until 22 years for the dream to be fulfilled, because that's in fact when Yosef HaTzadik's dreams were fulfilled 22 years later. Someone who spends 7 days without a dream is Nikra Ra, because they're not showing him anything from Shemayim. A good person, they show a Chalom Tov, and when he wakes up, he forgets it so that he shouldn't be overjoyed by it. So he had the good dream, he had the positive impact, but he doesn't have the negative impact of being overconfident. And he doesn't see a bad dream because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to frighten him. A bad person like Achitofel sees a good dream and he's Mesameach with it, and therefore he's enjoying all the benefit in this world, and doesn't have anything reserved for the next world. A dream that comes through a Malach is MS, but if it comes through a shade, it's not emes. When we say chalomos shavi daberu, that's a chalom that's al yidei a shade. But bechalom adaberbo, that's a chalom that's al yidei a malach, that comes through a malach. In general, when a person, when the pasuk says ishka chalomo pasar, that Yosef interpreted the dream based on the person, so you see that the chalom is holy chachar pisrona, that it all depends on the interpretation, as long as the interpretation makes sense, fits the basic idea of the dream. A chalom that's miskayim, so if it's a morning time dream, or if your friend dreams it about you, or if you dream the interpretation together with the dream, or a dream that you had more than one time, you had twice, those are chalomos that we assume are going to be miskayim. The Gemara then discusses if someone sees a chalom and is very sad, or he doesn't know if his dream is good or bad, so the Gemara tells us that he could do something called a tavas chalom. In front of three people, he sees a chalom and he doesn't know if it's good or bad, stands, or the other thing he can do is stand in front of the Kohanim at the time that they're doing Birchas Kohanim and say, Ribono Shalom, Ani Shalach, Chalom Asai Shalach, etc., the whole Nusach that he says, and he finishes together with the Kohanim so that the Amen of the entire Tzibur should be Chal on his Ribono Shel Olam, on his Tefillah as well. That is a review of Brachos Daf Nun Hei.